still on that theme about giving back to Jehovah. And Brother Casario was going to help us with that.
Being that he's God, Jehovah doesn't exactly need anything from us. He can make gold doubloons rain from the sky if he need to. So why does he require giving? Why are we spending so much of tonight's meeting talking about the contributions that the Israelites had to make in ancient times? Is God really waiting on us to pay the gas and electric bill at the Kingdom Hall? So why does Jehovah ask that we give to him? If you looked at our source material for this part, it gives us three good reasons why we should contribute monetarily to Jehovah. The first of which is that it's a demonstration of love and appreciation for all that he's done for us. Just think about all that Jehovah's given us, and we have a lot to be thankful for. And yes, these are critical times. Things are only getting harder for all of us, and we're all starting to feel the pressures. But at the bare minimum, we have the truth. We have the hope for a future. We have the united brotherhood that we all get to be a part of. And even if we're experiencing difficulties or tribulations or even outright persecution, do you really think Satan is giving us more? Of course not. We're only surviving Satan's system because of the blessings we're receiving from Jehovah. So even though Jehovah doesn't need what we're giving him, our appreciation for what he does for us moves us to contribute nevertheless. We could illustrate it this way. Suppose a young child wants to give a gift to his parents. Where does that money come from? He's only got one source of income, that's his monthly allowance. So the parents, at the end of the day, are only getting back a small portion of what they've given to him in the first place. But does that lessen their appreciation for what the child is trying to do for them? No, they love him all the more for it. Similarly with Jehovah, just because he doesn't need it, doesn't mean he doesn't appreciate the sacrifices we make for him. That was the first way. The second way is that it is an expression of our worship for him. Now, what is worship? We all seem to know what it is in a basic sense. We know that we're doing it now, but what is it really? Let's turn to a scripture. It's at Revelation 4:11. This will give us a basic fundamental understanding. It's not the definition, but it helps us pin it down. Revelation 4:11. You are worthy, Jehovah our God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, because you created all things, and because of your will they came into existence and were created. So what is worship? Worship is giving God the glory and the honor that he rightly deserves. When the law covenant was given to the Israelites, Jehovah had to tell them, well, here's how I want you to do this. Here's how I want you to honor me. And part of that was they were told not to appear before Jehovah empty-handed. It was part of their worship. Likewise today, giving monetarily to the earthly part of Jehovah's organization is a fundamental aspect of worship. It's not the only aspect, but it's an important one. And our third point of why we should give to Jehovah is because that it's good for us. Let's read another scripture. It's found at Proverbs 29:21. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 21 gives us an interesting thought. If a servant is pampered from his youth, he will become thankless later on. Pampered is when we're always on the receiving side. We're never the ones giving. And Jehovah has the ability to pamper us. He could give us everything we want. But he knows what's good for us. When Jesus was on earth, he told us there is more happiness in giving than there is in receiving. Jehovah knows how he created us, so he knows what's good for our mental health. Now, we're not suggesting that we should be giving to the point of being financially irresponsible. In fact, the Bible warns against that. We have obligations and we want to take care of them. But when we evaluate how much we want to give to Jehovah and how much is appropriate, let's remember our 3 points. Does it reflect the level of appreciation and love that we feel for Jehovah? Does it give Jehovah the glory and the honor or the worship that he rightly deserves? And if we need more happiness in our life, and who doesn't need that, can we find ways of being more giving?